Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Joachim Frederick Ostrensky, or Joski, XVK4KJO. Wednesday, September 9, Joe passed peacefully in the Townsville University Hospital palliative care ward. Joe had grown up in Germany during World War II, eventually emigrated to South Australia, but in the 1950s moved to the Burdekin, establishing a farming business. He helped to establish the Burdekin rice mill in the 60s, then moved to Townsville, establishing a marine retail business. He eventually sold that business, took to the sea a bit in his home-built 15-metre catamaran. During his time at sea, he made many friends in Indonesia and, for as long as he was able to, got involved with aid projects in that archipelago. 1980 saw Joe establish the famous Joski computer shop in Ingham Road, which he ran until he retired in 1993. Joe was a former treasurer and librarian for the Townsville Amateur Radio Club and was active as long as he could be in amateur radio. When old age dimmed vision and muffled hearing, Joe switched to digital mode monitoring. The Tarkadians are sure going to miss his dynamic attitude to life and the experience he was able to bring to bear to solve problems. Vale Joski XVK4KJO, Silent Key, and still at sea, a belated message in concerns the passing of VK4FHOY. Captain Dan Van Blarkum, VK4FHOY, hailed from Canada. But Captain Dan fell in love with Australia in 1967 while serving on board merchant vessels as a ship's electrician and swallowed the anchor in Brisbane. Work took him to a number of places until he settled down a bit in the Whitsundays. Captain Dan was a correspondent on matters maritime for ABC Tropical North Mackay, lived for a long time in Airlie Beach, and, amongst his many accomplishments, ran for state parliament for the seat of Whitsundays three times, ran for local council a number of times, was a registered trainer, a qualified ship's master, a writer, an online journalist, served on the Whitsunday Local Marine Advisory Committee, and had a hand in organising many Whitsunday events, and did volunteer work with the Airlie Beach Naval Cadets, co-founded the Whitsunday's Blessing of the Fleet event, and was a staunch supporter for International Talk Like a Pirate Day. He established what eventually became his main residence in Collinsville, and up to the passing ran a security business there. For years he tried to get his ham ticket, but was always too busy with other things. However, finally in November 2018, he was able to find some time in the schedule while visiting Townsville to successfully sit the foundation assessment and attain call sign VK4FHOY to reflect his nautical background. After several attempts, he looked like he was able to finally retire and get the HF transceiver on the air. However, health issues finally overtook him, and he passed away in Mackay Hospital around August 8, 2020, age just 69. Captain Dan was a member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club and a large number of community groups in the Whitsundays. Vale Captain Van Blarkum, VK4FHOY, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I try to fathom what is the one thing that has kept me interested in things such as clubs, as much as this hobby. I remember my high school days when I was finding a thrill in stagecraft and acting. I got to take part in some school plays and also taken into the fold of the local amateur dramatic society. Yes, I was interested and curious about these things, but there was a reason the nerves were overcome. It was the interest and encouragement from my teachers and the members of the acting troupe. As I developed more interest in radio and had spent long hours sitting by the family console, which had short wave, it was the interest and encouragement of the amateurs that took me under their wing and the local repairmen, who offered me the broken chassis that customers no longer wanted, to use for parts. I remember these times with gratitude and fondness, from a youth and a young adult, being encouraged to find the enjoyment, you might say love, of the art and science we now call radio. So I think we have a bit of this nostalgia left in us, and can we share it and encourage the curious and interested in joining us on a journey of lifelong learning and friendship? Does the club that you're a member of encourage new people to join in? And does it go out of its way to make them not only feel welcome on the first visit, but welcome enough to come back? I believe it is the encouragement and support that we give to others that makes our hobby grow. Some service clubs have successful formulas to introduce and sustain membership. Our radio, electronics and maker type clubs from the outside appear to attract and hold the same sort of peer group without expanding the horizon to see opportunities waiting to the sides. I spoke of my introduction to this back when electron tubes reigned, and perhaps many will relate to the years of CB as their early memories. Today we have a new generation of people who haven't lived with rotary dial telephones, black and white televisions, and the internet. We need to lift our sights to the current stream of electronics and use of integrated radio and linking systems. We need to start thinking of what people are enjoying and using and how these things relate to us and our hobby. We need to do what most generations have not really been able to do well, and that is accept and relate to young people and the youth culture of today. So, of course, the more diverse is our club membership and experience, the better able to find someone who can be the mentor to another person who looks around the clubhouse door. It's just a matter of doing what the radio amateur has done for over 100 years, and that is encourage people to enjoy the journey that a level of electronics provides. We need to be sincere in what we say and do in dealing with our friends, and amateur radio creates so many close and worthwhile friendships. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.